Random thought. What's your petty deal breaker? Now, we know everybody has deal breakers, right? But some deal breakers are just, you know it's petty, but you still hold it as a deal breaker anyway. And I ask this because Kendra G does this thing for singles only, and this guy's petty deal breaker, it's kind of petty.
Well, one of my pet peeves is chipped fingernails polish. So if you have that and I see it, it's a wrap.
If her nails aren't done, it's a wrap, CJ?
No, Kendra. If her nails are chipped, it's a wrap. They don't have to be done. She doesn't have to have any polish on it. Just keep them clean, you know, because I feel like that tells a lot about a person. If you have chip running around with chipped fingernail polish all the time, you, to me, you're dirty.
Man, that is petty, but I get it. I totally get it. Yeah. It's petty. I'm trying to think, like, a petty deal breaker for me, bad feet. Like, and what I mean by bad feet, I don't mean, like, you know, nails done. It's just pedicure. You're not lotion on the ankles. You know, your feet and ankles look all crusty. That is kind of a deal breaker. It's petty because I know you could easily, let's go on a date and get pedicures together. We can fix it. But the fact that you're content walking around with sandals, with your ankles looking all jacked up, you know, like you've been stepping in flour. No, that would be a deal breaker for me.
Not coming in my bed, tearing up my sheets.
Messing up my 800 thread count. No.
Unthreading my sheets, goddammit. Yeah. Hell no.
Yeah, I think, okay, I'm sorry. A combination of the feet. The other petty deal breaker that I just can't stand is women that drag their feet like in sandals instead of like stepping. It's just like just kind of that little scooching. Yep. It's like this lazy. I don't really want to walk, but I have to. I hate that. That's just annoying. I mean, pick your feet up. Let's go.
You know, you're dealing with the feet here, right? And you're not talking about ugly feet. You're just talking about dry, crusty, tear your sheets up, rip your carpets out the floor feet.
Yes.
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure.
Some people scratching up my hardwood floors.
I just had them polished, goddammit.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Get them Jurassic Park paws out of my bed.
I'm gonna go with the brother. The chip nails, the chip fingernail polish, because I think that's what it really is. It's a fingernail polish, right? And it's not like, oh well, one just happened to be like that. When you see all 10, I totally get where he's coming from. Mine's a little bit different because my petty comes from extremely long fingernails. I'm not a fan. To me, I don't want any woman cooking my food. I'm not eating anything from anybody who's got extremely long fingernails because I don't know what's under there. You see Cardi. I know Cardi's not your favorite, that's why I love to keep bringing her up. but she carries those extra long nails. It's just, for me, it's an automatic turnoff.
Those extra long nails help her be able to take the money off the counter when the dude is asleep.
Reach over.
Yeah, it's like the little claw machine where they get the stuffed animals. While he's sleeping, she just reach over, grab that watch, grab the money, and slowly sneak out the bed while he's drug passed out.
Then maybe what they need to do is put those claws in those machines, because those machines, those claws don't grab shit. I mean, I think we've just solved that machine. We need to put the fingernails on those claws, and then we'll actually get something out of the machine this time. Oh, my God. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, you know, kind of like this one. Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 87. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
You know, it's Memorial Day weekend, so here's what we're going to do. We're not going to keep you very long. Just want to make sure we did drop some content for you guys. Make sure, like Terrell said, you like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. If you haven't watched the show 90 Day Fiancé already yesterday, then go ahead and watch it. You can that's where you can pick up the extra time that we're doing today. But, you know, since it is Memorial Day weekend, it's been... is this the first Memorial Day weekend since the pandemic, right? Because we're really, a couple of months ago, Dr. Fauci said we're in the endemic. One of the things I did when I was interviewing a lot of artists for Island Vibes over the pandemic, I was asking them, like, all right, so what's something that you learned during the pandemic? What new skill did you pick up? You know, like Sean Paul said that he had learned to make ginger beer, right? And then you had Taurus Riley, who said he learned to produce because he's a great artist, but he wanted to learn how the more on the production side. Lila IK said she learned how to ride a bike. Terrell, what did you learn over the pandemic?
Let's see. If I think about this, especially the beginning of the pandemic, I learned a lot about porn, and there's some porn out there I did not know existed.
What? It's not where I thought you were going with this, but go ahead. Please. I'm intrigued.
Just saying, there's some interesting stuff out there that I had no idea. I'm like, this is a thing.
What have I missed?
No, but what I learned in the pandemic, especially that first year, was how to be alone and how to like do stuff and enjoy being by yourself. I think when you're used to working at an office and being around people, and then you go to happy hour and you hang out with friends and all that stuff, where you had to the point that you couldn't do those things, you had to figure out what else you could do. Mm-hmm. And I found that it was okay to be alone. And it was, you know, great to be by yourself and getting your thoughts, read a book, you know, meditate, whatever. I just didn't really think about how much I depended on social interactions until the pandemic forced me to sit by myself.
So interesting thing about us and our dynamic, right, is that if you look at the two of us, you're probably the most socially fluent one, right? Like, you're more comfortable in a lot more social settings. You jump out, you go to happy hours, you do all this other stuff all the time. So me, I grew up as an only child, right? For 12 and a half years, I was an only child. So I knew how to be by myself. So I find comfort in being by myself. There was a point when I said I was socially awkward, especially in smaller settings, until that became the new fad thing to say. So I no longer say that. I have no problem being alone. And that's, I think, one of the great things with my wife and I is, like, we can be in the same house together and in separate rooms and be fine. Or we can be in the same room together and be great. So I really found out for me over the pandemic that, yeah, I could live with her. that was the most time we'd ever spent together. So we won't kill each other. Okay, good. This is good. They're not arguments. Okay, this is good, because I know a lot of people broke up over the pandemic. But honestly, the main thing that I learned over the pandemic, the main skill I picked up, because it was great to learn that we can live together. It's great to learn that we can do all these things. But for me, I learned to grill. And it's actually 2 years ago this weekend. My wife had bought a grill and was like, yeah, we got a grill. I'm like, all right, sure, okay. And I put the grill together. And then I'm like, hey, so how do I do this? And she's like, huh? I said, look, I've never grilled before. She's like, what grown man doesn't grill? I said, this one, because all my friends know how to grill better than me, so why should I? Why would I go in there? If you are great at this, why would I come in and just fuck shit up? No, you do the great, I'll eat.
You're like, my job is to bring the chips. I've been doing that. I've been signed up. It's been steady thing last 10 years. Every time, chips. That's what I got.
I brought the Heineken. I brought the Stella Artois. We drank. You know, we had somebody who did the rice. We had somebody who did the jerk chicken. We had somebody who did the jerk sauce. So I didn't need. I ate. But look at me now. 2 years later, and I am a master griller. All right, that's probably a stretch, but I'm good.
I'm about to say, like, really? 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 I think you need to dial that back a little bit, sir.
We'll find out tomorrow, because we have some people coming over today and grilling out. So as long as everybody survives by tomorrow, yes, we'll at least I'm a griller first class. How about that?
Okay, we'll go with that.
Oh, look, man, saw this bullshit because you know this holiday is the unofficial start of summer, but there's a new holiday that. It's not new to you because you live in Texas and you've been, you know, so Texas knew about this. And the rest of the country just found this out last year that there's such a thing as Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what happens when there's a holiday? Not only does everybody start and taking a day off, But then, of course, people start to put out some stuff for sale because they're always going to be sales. So now you've got the Juneteenth sales. And one of the things that popped up was Walmart, who had Juneteenth ice cream for sale and Juneteenth memorabilia, as shown by Kev on stage.
Juneteenth celebration edition ice cream, swirled red velvet and cheesecake flavored ice cream. And this is what happens when you commercialize federal holidays. It just became a federal holiday. Now you can celebrate with this ice cream. But wait, there's more. There's all type of Juneteenth party supplies. Juneteenth wine. You got the little mask and glasses. And I'm so upset about this. What I need Walmart to do is send me all this ice cream just so I could taste it and make sure it is wrong.
You know, when I saw this, I said to myself, you know what? Ever since I started to get educated about civil rights movement and talking about how important it is for people of color to be represented, I remember when I was young walking down the dairy aisle and just looking around going, this is some bullshit. There's nothing. There's nothing for me here. They're not reaching out to me. They're not marketing to me and my family and my people. I brought this up and I felt like it fell on deaf ears. And so I'm really excited that Walmart finally got some ice cream for Black people. Thank you very much. Now, I look at it like this way. I think this is a plot to lower the Black population because you know we're subject to getting the sugars and giving us the beatus. And so you're going to give us this ice cream on Juneteenth that probably has a lot more sugar in it than normal.
It's just red to start taking us out.
Conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
It's red velvet cake ice cream with cheesecake in it. I mean, yes, you're right. This is going to be an overload of sugar. It's 4 pounds of sugar per scoop.
They're trying to kill us. They're trying to kill us.
If you notice, 4th of July, when, you know, everybody's America, it's sorbet now. Red, white, and blue sorbet.
And see, it's almost like a magic trick. They're doing this over here, but the trick is back here. Somebody needs to go back to the lotion aisle and look at the cocoa butter. Is it stocked or is it less than what they have? So now we're distracted by the shiny ice cream, but realizing that there's no more cocoa butter back in the aisle. See, that's how they get you.
And now women walking around with crusty ankles, tearing up.
Walking around with crusty ankles, crusty ankles, bellies full, sugar level high.
Oh my God. Well, you know, of course there's some outrage on this, and then Walmart pulls the ice cream, pulls the memorabilia, and has since apologized. And we know how much you love apologies, especially from corporations.
Somebody on their marketing should have been like, seriously, y'all we're really doing this? Seriously.
Okay, here's the thing. You would think that, right? And I gotta say, some of the slogans they had, especially on some of the memorabilia, was like, it's the freedom for me, which tells me somebody Black was on that marketing team. But that's somebody Black and somebody young who didn't understand that, no, there's certain things you don't play around with. It's the freedom for me. Really?
No. I can't. Because, I mean, I wonder how they got people together to talk about that. Okay, so next year, Juneteenth, who's got some ideas? Let's go brainstorm. Throw stuff up on the wall. Let's talk about it. Ice cream. Love it. Love it. Ice cream.
What kind of ice cream? Does it have to be chocolate?
We need to have some phrases. We need to have phrases. Like, what could be a good phrase for Juneteenth? You know, June, it's the freedom for me.
That's the one. That's the one.
Yes. You are on fire, Quiniqua. You are on fire. I'm glad you're an intern from Howard University. We really appreciate you being a part of the Walmart family. You got a future.
Oh, you're going to get Howard University mad at me for you saying that.
That's how they justified it. Someone Black from an HBCU gave us this idea. We thought it was good.
Now, to be fair, for dessert, we're cooking out today. I just told you, right? For dessert, we have these cheesecakes, right? Regular cheesecake, vanilla cheesecake, then the chocolate truffle cheesecake. And then there's a second dessert. Can you guess what it is?
Sweet potato pie.
Red velvet cake with cheesecake in the middle. Walmart was actually right.
See, this is why I don't do desserts. I don't do desserts. I'm not a big dessert person. So you're killing yourselves.
Oh my God. Make sure you enjoy your day. I mean, you know, I know people like to say happy Memorial Day, but you got to remember the reason for the day, and it's really not supposed to be happy Memorial Day. It's in remembrance of our fallen soldiers. So enjoy the day. Remember why you have the freedom that we have today. But also, make sure you check out our podcast on Wednesday. We've got the final, Terrell is so happy about this, the final season 14 review, because this is the Where Are They Now episode.
I don't care where they are. Now, to be honest, I don't.
Well, people are waiting to see where we're going to be come July 6th. There are a lot of comments and a lot of folks, and even new folks who are just joining and just finally commenting and saying, hey, we need you guys back for season 15. So I will say I am working on him right now. Behind the scenes, on camera, I am also working on him. So just know, I'm working that we're back July 6th. Fingers, toes, prayer warriors, unite.
Yeah, there's other shows that we can watch that are on July 6th. I'm great with that.
And of course, Sunday, 90 Day Fiancé. We do the recap of that season 9. This will be episode 8 this coming Sunday. So make sure you subscribe, like, subscribe, and put on bell for notifications. I'm Yanni Root.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.